28. The Boy's Lunch. A huge crowd had followed Jesus out to a hillside near the Sea of Galilee. There were about 5,000 men, plus women and children, a vast number, and they were all far from any town. Jesus turned to his disciple Philip and said, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He already knew what he was going to do, but he wanted to see what Philip would say. Philip did the math. 8 months' wages wouldn't buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another disciple, Andrew, spoke up. "There's a boy here who has 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. Then he added what everyone was thinking. "But how far will they go among so many?" Think about that boy. He's standing in a crowd of thousands of hungry people, and he has a lunch that would barely feed himself. 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. He could have kept it. Nobody would have blamed him. It was obviously not enough. But he brought it forward. He offered what he had. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and started breaking it. He did the same with the fish, and the disciples passed it out. And there was enough. Not barely enough, more than enough. Everyone ate until they were full, and afterward, they picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. More was left over than the boy had started with. 5 loaves and 2 fish weren't enough. Everyone could see that. The grown-ups had no idea what to do. But a kid, a boy, not a soldier or a priest or a king, offered what he had, and Jesus made it enough to feed thousands. You don't have to wait until you're big to offer what you've got. Start now. God can do things with your small offering that would never happen with someone else's big one. John 6, verses 1 through 14.